Please stand, and we'll follow the order of vestments.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Cover my iniquity.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven,
whose sin is covered.
Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity.
And in whose spirit there is no deceit.
For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away.
Through my groaning all day long.
For day and night your hand was heavy upon me.
My strength was well.
I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found.
Surely in the rush of great waters, they shall not reach you.
You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble.
You surround me with shouts of deliverance.
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go.
I will counsel you with my eye.
Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding.
Which must be heard with the heart, or it will not stay near you.
Many are the sorrows of the wicked. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous,
and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever.
I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Thank you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 22nd chapter. And Jesus came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And when he came to the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation." While he was still speaking, there came a crowd, and the man called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He drew near to Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, "Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" And when those who were around him saw what would follow, they said, "Lord, shall we strike with the sword?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched his ear and healed it. Then Jesus said to the chief priests and officers of the temple and elders who had come out against him, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness." Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Deliver me, O Lord my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
Rescue me from my enemies, protect me from those who rise against me.
In you, O Lord, do I put my trust. Leave me not, O Lord my God. Deliver me, O Lord my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
Rescue me from my enemies, protect me from those who rise against me.
Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In tonight's reading, we heard how Jesus came out of the upper room, which we heard about and reflected on last week. And tonight we heard how Jesus went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And we heard what happened when he came to the place. So tonight's second sermon of this Lent's special sermon series, themed Places of the Passion, according to St. Luke, focuses on the Mount of Olives. Tonight's service outline has a picture of what are called the olive trees of Gethsemane, which means oil press. And we may be more used to calling the second place of the Passion by that name, Gethsemane, or the Garden of Gethsemane. Saints Matthew and Mark, in their gospel accounts, further name the place on the Mount of Olives as Gethsemane, perhaps a parcel of ground that was enclosed. Though St. Luke does not call the place that, nor does St. John. Though St. John uniquely both tells that the place was across the brook
Kidron, and he calls it a garden. The divinely inspired St. Luke had already mentioned the Mount of Olives several times in his gospel account by one name or another, and he would mention it again. In one case, St. Luke uniquely mentioned Jesus' lodging on the Mount of Olives earlier in Holy Week, perhaps as a guest of the same host as he had in the upper room. And so, not surprisingly, in tonight's reading, St. Luke uniquely mentioned Jesus' going out to the Mount of Olives as was his custom. In tonight's reading, Jesus led the way to the Mount of Olives, with his disciples following. Jesus is arguably taking the initiative in going where he knew that his betrayer Judas, one of the 12, and so also those with him, could find him. Jesus repeatedly told the 11 disciples who were there to pray that they might not enter into temptation. And Jesus was drawn away from them about a stone's throw, perhaps by the violence of his own emotion. Having placed his knees, Jesus himself was praying repeatedly that he might resist the temptation not to follow through on his suffering and death. Meanwhile, instead of praying as Jesus commanded, the disciples were sleeping for sorrow, St. Luke uniquely reports, perhaps as prolonged sorrow produces sleep. Then Judas betrayed Jesus, with Jesus subtly reminding Judas that he was betraying the Messiah. At least one disciple tried to prevent Jesus' arrest, cutting the right ear off of a servant of the high priest. But Jesus rebuked the resistance, healed the ear, as uniquely reported by St. Luke, the physician, and arguably suggested that the discreet arrest belied its being unjustifiable. God could justifiably arrest and sentence and execute us for our sinful nature and for all of our sin. As we heard last week, Jesus told the disciples that Satan demanded to have them, to sift them like wheat. But Jesus also described them as those who had stayed with him in his trials, his temptations. Yet, like Jesus' disciples in tonight's reading, we do not pray as we should, that we might not enter into temptation. Instead of staying awake and watching vigilantly, too often we are asleep for sorrow or for some other reason. By nature, we resist God's plan of salvation for us until his Holy Spirit calls and so enables us to turn in sorrow from our sin and trust God to forgive our sin for Jesus' sake. Even as Jesus is said to have tried to get his opponents to repent by referring to the power of darkness. In tonight's reading, Jesus, as true man, agonized over the temptation not to suffer and die on the cross for our sins. And Jesus, as true God, remained in control over what was happening to him. Jesus' human agony, the struggle between the divine will and his human will, was so great, St. Luke says, that Jesus' sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground, likely what is called hematidrosis, or bloody sweat. Yet Jesus' divinity went on to expose Judas's treachery, to heal the high priest's servant, and so protect his disciples. As we pray in the litany, by his agony and bloody sweat, the good Lord helps us. out of his love for the fallen world. At the hour that God appointed, Jesus submitted to the power of darkness, through which God was working to do good. Ultimately, Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the whole world, including your sins and my sins. He died on our behalf, in our place. When we trust God to forgive us for Jesus' sake, then God does forgive us. And so we have peace with God and rejoice in the forgiveness of sins. In tonight's reading, St. Luke uniquely reports that an angel from heaven appeared to Jesus on the Mount of Olives, strengthening him. A report that may have seemed unfitting of Jesus enough to some copyists so that they deleted it from their copies of St. Luke's account. As with Saints Matthew and Mark's report of angels ministering to Jesus in the wilderness after his fasting and temptation, we do not know exactly what the angels did for Jesus, though we know that when an angel of the Lord strengthened Elijah, food was involved. And likewise, we know that with bread that is the body of Christ given for us and wine that is the blood of Christ shed for us, the Lord strengthens and preserves in body and soul to eternal life us who are baptized and absolved. God's word and sacraments create and strengthen our faith and so transform us so that we at least want to keep his commandments and actually begin to keep them. As those who are at the same time justified and still sinners, we continue to struggle with our doing God's will, of course. We try to pray that we might not enter into temptation. We try to stay awake and watch vigilantly. We know that if God strengthened Jesus to do something as difficult as die for the sins of the world, then surely God can and will strengthen us to do the less difficult things that we should do according to our various callings in life. And yet we will continue to sin. And so with daily contrition and faith, we live in the forgiveness of sins that we receive from God in his word and sacraments. Ultimately, if necessary, we will be raised from the dead, and either way, we will be glorified in God's presence so that we are free from sin and its ill effects for all eternity. This evening, we have considered the second of five places of the Passion according to St. Luke. In what happened on the Mount of Olives, again, contrasts abounded. Contrast between the unfaithful disciples and Jesus, and contrast between Jesus as true man and Jesus as true God. We've considered both our unfaithfulness and God's faithfulness. And at the end of tonight's reading, Jesus is about to be seized and led away to the high priest's house, where next week we will go by reading and reflection, as God wills, and with God's grace and blessing. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Prayer rise before you as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has redeemed. friends will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things to me, and holy is His name, and His mercy is on those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent empty away. His servant Israel, in remembrance of His mercy, as He spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let my prayer rise before You as incense,
and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Sedition and from rebellion.
Lord,
from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death.
Lord,
by the mystery of Your holy incarnation, by Your holy nativity, by Your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by Your agony and bloody sweat, by Your cross and passion, by Your precious death and burial, by Your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter,
help us.
all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment. We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord,
to rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To raise those who fall and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To give to all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need. To direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel. To grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts. To give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers. Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we implore you to hear us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Our Father, who not deal with us according to our sins. Do not reward us according to our iniquities. O God, merciful Father, you have promised to hear the prayers of all who in repentance call out to you. Graciously hear us, so that all evils which beset us may be of no avail, that we, your servants, may evermore give thanks to you in your holy church. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, you see that of ourselves we have no strength. By your mighty power, defend us from all adversities that may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you.
We're glad that God has gathered all of us tonight to hear his gospel of the forgiveness of sins of grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Glad others were able to stream live by Skype or download and listen later. Remo, you want to introduce a friend?
Yes, this is Joseph. This boy was in. He's now in Colorado and visiting back here from the U.S.
We're glad you're back to visit. Glad you chose to spend part of your time back with us.
Thank you.
Glad to have everybody else here. Nolan from Laterna, who's also from Colorado, by the way. And of course, Ben and Melody did their time in Colorado as did I. I guess a prison or something. Well, you never know. The hymn's coming along, I think, better tonight than it was last week. And so we'll have a couple more weeks yet. By the fifth Wednesday, we'll have it down pat, I'm sure. Thank you to Carl and Gail, or is it mostly Carl?
Mostly Carl
for dinner tonight.
And
if you missed that, you missed a nice meal. Ben, do we have somebody lined up for next Wednesday?
Yes, Denny said she
would. Okay, Denny's got next Wednesday, but you still have a few Wednesdays after that. Okay, so if you want to take Wednesday, it's not too late. Talk to Ben and you can get you down for one of those last two Wednesdays. Other announcements? Pete moved, y'all. He almost moved. You almost made me call on you.